On New York Institute of Technology Week, to understand the use of social media by students, look at the motivation behind it. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Melanie Austin, assistant professor of occupational therapy at the New York Institute of Technology, explains why some use can have a positive benefit.
Researchers have examined the effects of social media on the human psyche since the early 2000s, when platforms such as MySpace emerged. Nearly two decades later, in the age of Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, conflicting data still exists on social media's impact on overall well-being and feelings of fulfillment among undergraduate and graduate students. My work examines how social media influences this population's satisfaction with daily routine. In my latest study, a sample of NYIT undergraduate and graduate students self-identified the number of days they use social media, with categories ranging from not at all to 6 or 7 days a week. Participants then classified their satisfaction into one of three categories: satisfied, needs improvement, or not satisfied. In addition, they selected adjectives to describe the tone of their day from a list of 12 words, 6 positive and 6 negative. Considering the headline citing social media's negative influence, my findings suggest a more positive outlook is possible. When compared to students who use social media less often, the daily users reported more satisfaction and fulfillment with their everyday routine. Additionally, a higher percentage of daily users described their routines more positively, choosing words such as productive, enjoyable, and fulfilling. While social media can be linked to student satisfaction with daily habits, additional insight is needed in the higher education setting. Students may use social media in place of other healthy activities, such as hobbies, sports, or face-to-face interactions with family and friends. Accordingly, researchers, clinicians, and educators should not only examine the frequency of social media use, but also the motivation behind it.
That was Melanie Austin of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.